Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A traffic stop for an improper turn leads to a DWUI arrest. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Tuesday evening around 7:35 p.m., deputies pulled over a 2008 white GMC Envoy for making an improper turn, a broken windshield, and no license plate light on East Collins Road. The 42-year-old man was showing signs of impairment, possibly from drugs. A search of the SUV produced a black case with syringes, jeweler's bags, a container with cotton swabs, with possible liquid meth and a digital scale with residue on it. The man was arrested for driving under the influence of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, liquid form, and improper turn. He was transported to the detention center where a warrant for a blood test for substances was executed. A workplace discrimination lawsuit has been filed by two female detectives from the Casper Police Department. The suit claims the police chief, Keith McFeeters, failed to deal with complaints about another detective, Chase Nash, who reportedly bragged about the size of his manhood to co-workers, according to Cowboy State Daily News. They alleged it made for a miserable working environment. McFeeters responded to the suit with his own filing in the U.S. District Court for Wyoming this past Monday. His attorneys said the women, Shannon Daly and Carrie Patrick, don't have grounds to sue and asked the court to dismiss the case. No clearly established law in the 10th Circuit or the Supreme Court mandates that a supervisor presented with a finding that a male employee engaged in inappropriate sexual comments must fire the perpetrating employee rather than impose a lesser sanction, according to McFeeters' response. It also states there's not enough evidence McFeeters knew the extent of Nash's abuse. Daly and Patrick implied in their lawsuit that McFeeters wouldn't fire Nash because of Nash's previous discrimination complaint against the department, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Nash has since retired from the department. Attorneys for McFeeters also said he should be entitled to qualified immunity, which protects government officials from being sued while executing their duties unless they knowingly violate laws or constitutional rights. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.